it's time for another moment from StoryCorps. StoryCorps is the oral history project that is traveling the country collecting your stories. On Fridays, we play those stories here on Morning Edition. Recently, Lauren Messiusi brought her friend Soja Sawardi to a StoryCorps booth as a birthday gift. It gave Sawardi the chance to talk about a family member who emigrated to the United States from Pakistan and spoke only Urdu in the house.
Who was the most important person in your life?
The most important person in my life is probably my father. He passed away about a year and 2 months ago.
Say his name.
Sayyid Moin Uddin Sawardi. That's my father.
I don't know your middle name was from your dad.
Yeah, that's from my dad. It's part of our culture that my dad would tell me a bedtime story. You know, I slept with him in the same bed because he had a queen-size bed. My mom worked at night. I used to look forward to going to bed simply because my father would paint this elaborate story in a faraway, distant land. The whole entire thing would be strictly in Urdu. Always started off in that same way. Ek kahani hum aapko sunenge. I'm going to tell you this one story. And then every single story always ended the same way. Like there's in English, there's happily ever after. But with my dad, it was kahani khatam, story's finished, paisa hazam, money's gone. I just loved it. And so when a story would go on, I'd ask, you know, in the middle of the story, kahani khatam, paisa hazam, you know, is it finished? And he'd be like, no, not yet. Then my mom would come home and run midnight, and they'd put me in my bed. And that was the routine for about 2-3 years.
Soja Sawardi and Lauren Messiusi. StoryCorps mobile booths are now in Missoula, Montana, and in Chicago. And as always, StoryCorps is in New York City. To find out how you can record an interview, you can visit npr.org.